I touch myself all of the time, wondering what is on Mike's mind. I rub myself all of the time, wondering what is on Mike's mind. I squeeze myself all of the time, wondering what is on Mike's mind. I bleed myself all of the time, wondering what is on Mike's mind. What's on your mind, Mike? Is it me?
Gucci Mane. Thank you. Who's being leveraged here?
Canton Hall and Von Lane.
Well, all around the NBA, wherever the Warriors go, people get to the arena early to see Steph Curry warm up, to stand around as close as they can get and watch his dazzling array of trick shots and warm-up shots and just see everything he does to get ready for the game.
I'll say this. When I'm about to die, which could be at any moment, and I look back at some of the cool stuff that I got to do, that will be in the top 15, standing on the floor watching Steph Curry in Oracle go through his pregame ritual. It is a show amongst shows.
Not quite as well known is his pregame ritual.
Mud?
Could be. Mud could be a part of that.
Thumb up?
I don't think thumb up is. However,
sometimes you can combine the two.
You can. It's been known to happen. In fact, one has been known to cause the other in certain cases.
What a mess.
But as he puts it, he gets off the bus, walks into the locker room, puts his stuff down, and goes straight to the popcorn table. Because Steph Curry loves, and I don't mean likes, loves popcorn.
That weird. Especially before a game.
Yes. He eats it before the game. If they're on the road, he eats it after the game.
Popcorn?
I like it too, but it gives me a stomach ache.
Sometimes he'll eat it at halftime.
That is so weird, especially the way these players train.
Yeah. Now, he says that at home, it's a little bit different because there he's got dietitians and trainers and everybody skulking around, chefs, and everybody skulking around everywhere.
I mean, as long as it's not slathered in butter and covered in salt, it's actually not bad for you at all.
Well, but I mean, everybody's is.
Yep.
Salt, especially.
And he likes it that way.
Salt or butter?
Both.
He puts salta on his popcorn?
Yes, he puts salta on his popcorn, and he likes it that way. Now, at home, it's a little bit different because he has to go underground with this. And upon arrival, he checks in with the security guard stationed at the door to the Warriors inner sanctum and asks him if he's got some of the good stuff. And that guy will then send another security guard to the nearby's owner suite for a nice freshly popped bag of popcorn.
So does he not like it when somebody hands him the generic circus-looking box, the very slender box that you always see? Is that cheap? Is that like, you know, stuff that's been popped 5 hours ago? Does that not do for him?
No. He takes it any way he can get it. In fact, he has a ranking system of popcorn in all 29 NBA arenas.
God.
Jeez. And this is broken down into five categories, and each category is rated 1 through 5. Would you popcorn like the five categories?
Yes.
All right. Popcorn is rated according to
popcorn.
According to freshness.
Salty.
Saltiness.
Does he throw butter in there?
Butteriness.
Okay. Hang on. There's three.
Temperature.
Beef.
No. Temperature is, well, I don't know. It could come under one of these other categories.
I don't know what else there could be.
Crunchiness.
Crunchy.
And moist and flavorful brisket.
And presentation.
There you go. So he doesn't like the box.
And do you know what arena comes out on top of the Steph Curry popcorn scoring system?
No? Is it us?
That would be the American Airlines Center.
Yes.
Here or in Miami?
Here.
We win.
That's the American Airlines Arena.
Okay.
It comes in third.
That's the AAA. We're the AAC, bruh.
Let's put up a banner.
But yes, the AAC comes in first.
Why?
It gets a 5 in freshness,
mm-hmm.
a 5 in saltiness, a 5 in butteriness, a 5 in presentation, and a 4 in crunchiness for a total score of 24.
That's unbelievable.
Edging out the Barclays Center, the home of the Brooklyn Nets, by 1 point. And the AAA by 2 points. Those are the top three.
I wonder what makes our popcorn so badass.
Why do I feel a sense of pride right now?
I don't know. I really don't.
I don't know, but I felt a sense of pride as I was reading
Seriously.
This.
All right, yeah. I knew it.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
It's been a pretty successful NBA season for the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got Luka and good popcorn.
Yeah.
Let's see. On January 13th, you might have been at this game. The Warriors were here at the American Airlines.
Oh, trust me. If the Warriors were here, so was he.
Yep.
Well, he was very, very happy that night because there was a dedicated case of fresh popcorn that the Mavericks had waiting for him. Just a quick left turn inside the visitors' locker room. And he scored 48 points that night.
Yeah, he did. So there are, I guess every arena is very aware of this.
Yeah, this seems to be pretty well known.
I'm surprised as long as he's been in the league now, which is, you know, going on a decade, that this hadn't been a thing. And maybe it has been, and I just wasn't aware. I feel like I would be aware, though, or all of us
would
be aware.
I found about this for the first time last night.
Where did you find the story, Zap to It?
Yeah, I found it in Zap to It. In fact, this is the work of our pal Mark Stein.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, good for Mark.
NewYorkTimes.com. In Miami on the morning of February 27th, a couple of Miami Heat ball boys came down to the Warriors shoot-around and assured him that he was going to be very impressed by their efforts on the popcorn front tonight. And then he came into the room to find a table with popcorn bags lined up on wooden planks under heat lamps.
Okay, are you guys... For me, the popcorn needs to be about as basic as humanly possible. I'm not a big butter guy on it.
I hate butter.
Yeah, it gets all over your hands and...
Popcorn.
Yes, Danny, popcorn.
Like butter that you have them add on?
Yeah, yeah, they squirt that butter on top.
I can't do that. That.
Who likes that? Girls.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's so gross.
When he was making out this ballot, he did it on a team plane one night. And Klay Thompson walked by and said, "What you doing, bro?" And he told him. And you know what Klay did?
What?
Nothing.
What did you want him to do, punch him in the mouth?
He said he found the scene completely normal.
Why? He's that into popcorn.
He's a popcorn snob.
Why would the Mavericks and the AAC try to make things as good and comfortable for Mr. Curry?
Like you bring up a big bag of burnt popcorn?
Yes. They gave him number one popcorn and he scores 50.
I know. That is kind of weird.
Need to rethink this.
You want to make Steph and LeBron and all those guys happy when they come through here. As weird as it sounds.
Why? Because you think they're going to come here one day because of your popcorn? No.
Yeah, maybe.
What if that is the deciding factor when Steph Curry comes free?
Popcorn.
He shows up here for popcorn.
Star Wars. He says the popcorn goat for him is still movie popcorn,
mm-hmm.
but he only goes to the movie 3 or 4 times a year.
Yeah, it's probably tough for him to get to the old theater.
Popcorn.
Yep, so if you see popcorn. Steph have a good game in these upcoming playoffs, just know and understand popcorn is behind it.